Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Something very cool coming to our area on Sunday down at the Caverns in Pelham, Tennessee. A special taping with Bill Burr and Dean Del Rey. Dean joins us now here on the program. Dean, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, not a whole lot. Thanks so much for doing this. And I know you have to be excited about coming to Middle Tennessee.
I actually am. I don't know if you've been to this venue. I have not, but I found out about it about 6 years ago. And, you know, in this world of like 10,000 specials a week out on Netflix, I thought, where can I shoot it that hasn't been done? Club, you know, theater, arena, and the Caverns was the perfect spot, you know?
Yeah, I've heard some really, really good things about it. And so I think it's going to be fantastic for this special. Now, you're I've been fascinated with your career because you've been able to combine, you know, doing stand-up comedy and going around to different clubs with your love of music as well. And I know we'll talk about your podcast in a second, but, you know, how were you able to take both of these loves and merge them together?
Well, I played music for 25 years, and then I tapped out once the illegal downloading started happening, you know?
Yeah.
And then my entire life, I always loved comedy. But when I was a kid, there was no kids doing comedy, so I didn't really know how to get into it. But late in life, 44 years old, I stepped onto the patio of the world-famous Comedy Store, the number one club in America. I hit an open mic, and that was 15 years ago. And ever since then, I've been doing stand-up. And at a large level in the last couple of years, touring with Bill Burr, like Madison Square Garden, Red Rocks, Hollywood Bowl, LA Forum, stuff like that. And I've done almost 6,000 shows. So I've hit the ground running late in life, which is pretty cool.
Well, you know, good for you. Dean Del Rey's with us. He's in concert with Bill Burr at the Caverns coming up. So how long before you took the stage, Dean, were you thinking about, I want to get up there? What was kind of the urge like, you know what, tonight, damn it, I'm going to do it? What was that like?
Well, I did a movie with Ice Cube and called The Long Shot, a football movie about the first girl ever to play Pop Warner football. And while I was shooting that movie, I met three comedians on that film: Garrett Morris from SNL fame, Earthquake, and Michael Collier. And I just told them I wanted to do comedy. I had always wanted to try it. They're laughing at me like, man, you're too old, you know? But then after about a month of working on the film, they could see that I had comedic chops, and Earthquake pulled me aside and said, when you get home, go try an open mic. And I didn't know what I was doing. I just showed up and tried it, and it grabbed me, you know, and I got lucky. I didn't have any kids or a marriage or anything, so I could go for it full on, you know?
Yeah, you know, the stuff that squashes your dreams like kids. No, I'm kidding with all that. How do you, Dean, how did...
You know, it's like, you know, credit card debt and afraid to fail. When you get older, you're afraid to take chances and try stuff, you know?
Right. How did you meet up with Bill Burr? What was that like the first time you met him? And how did your friendship grow so much?
Well, we met about the first year into my career, which is 15 years ago. So Bill Burr was not the mighty Bill Burr that he is now. He was still out doing the clubs on the weekends, grinding. Bill is 32 years into his career, and most people probably do not even know about his first 25. So when I met him, he was not the mighty Bill Burr. He was just Bill Burr at the Comedy Store, like myself, just trying to, you know, get these jokes working. And we hit it off extremely hard over AC/DC, Van Halen. We just started talking music. We're similar age, a couple years apart, and everybody else was, you know, really young at the Comedy Store. So here's a guy between him, Mark Maron, Joey Diaz, Rogan. These were guys my age that I could talk to and bond over, like, you know, music and stuff. So Burr and I hit it off hard.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, all right, so, Dean, you go from open mic, there's probably 25, 30 people there, to opening for Bill at Madison Square Garden, 18, 19,000. What's this ride been like, not only with him, but your career to show where it's been from that one that open mic to now opening at Madison Square Garden?
Well, the most mind-boggling thing about it is I had some mid-level success playing music 25 years. I had records out on Interscope, but I was more kind of like this, you know, mid-level musician. I'd tour, opening for like Black Crowes or Lenny Kravitz or Lucinda Williams, stuff like that. But I never made it to the Madison Square Garden or the Hollywood Bowls. I never made it to those venues. So doing it as a comedian is so far ahead, mind-boggling to me. Like, I can't even believe at 58 years old I'm doing the Garden, you know? It's equivalent to being a heavyweight fighter at 58. It's that unheard of, you know? Like, starting late in life and then getting somewhere, you know? Most people quit.
We're talking to Dean Delray. He's going to be in town at the Caverns with Bill Burr this weekend. Now, you have your podcast, Let There Be Talk. This is where you can still, you know, combine both your loves. What can people expect when they give it a listen?
Well, it's the only podcast AC/DC's ever done.
That's awesome.
The entire group. I've been doing it for 12 years. If you're into long-form, deep conversations with some of the biggest musicians on the planet, this is a podcast for you. People like John Mayer, Metallica, Kiss, Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Homme. Everybody has done it pretty much. The list is pretty small of people who haven't done it, but I got into the podcast game way early, 12, going on 13 years ago now, so there's 765 episodes. There's going to be something for somebody out there, guaranteed.
All right, so Dean, I know where I know you from. Steve Gorman.
That's right. He's one of my close friends, and he plays in my AC/DC tribute that I do once a year. Bill Burr and I, we put together this Bon Scott tribute. I've been doing it for 40 years, and Gorman plays drums on it. So does Burr. So does Dave Lombardo from Slayer. Ooh. We've had Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine. All these different celebrities play once a year as a tribute to the great Bon Scott.
You know, Steve used to have a sports talk show on our station here, so it's weird, Dean. We're all weirdly connected somehow in this world.
Yeah, I truly believe that, man. It's a small world if you really think about it. Also, I think there's only about 22 types of faces. If you tour around, you just go like, oh, there's Jim. It's not Jim, but a guy looks just like Jim. You know?
Right.
Oh, there's Karen over there. It's definitely not Karen, but you go to a mall and you're going to see the same faces.
Yes.
It's like God got lazy. He's like, yeah, there you go. You got 20 faces. You know?
It's very, very true. So I do have to ask, what was it like being a part of the Metallica 40th anniversary and being able to open for them?
Well, I grew up in San Francisco. I knew this band since the second year they were a band, and they are truly my favorite band of all time, mostly because not just the music, but their story. Four not good-looking dudes, you know, coming up in an era where you looked like, you know, women, you know, like Poison and Motley Crue and stuff. And here's these guys coming on, and they're like, oh, record companies are just like, no. And they just, you know, persevered and grinded it out. And, you know, they have the most incredible fans. And here they are all these years later. So to get asked to open for them, which, by the way, I was asked when I was coming out of a propofol high after a colonoscopy. So I get the call. I'm like, hello? And this guy's like, you want to open for Metallica? And I thought I was still high on the stuff, you know? I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And then I had to call a couple hours later to make sure it was real, you know, because I was like, hey, is that for real? But I'll tell you what, it was an honor. And it was the scariest thing I ever did. But I thought, well, either it'll be awful and I'll have a good chapter in a book, or it'll be great and I'll have a good chapter. But the first night was awful and the second night was fantastic. So it was a dream come true. I opened for Metallica at the Chase Center, where the greatest basketball team on the planet plays, the Golden State Warriors, and in my hometown. And, you know, each year I've been, from hard work, have been able to get these kind of cool things. And I think if you stay in it long enough, things will happen. You know, here I am about to shoot my first special at the Caverns. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to people seeing it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you in our area. There's two tapings, the 6 o'clock, which is sold out, and then there's still tickets available for the 9:30 on Sunday. Bill Burr and Dean Del Rey shooting their special together at the Caverns. Dean, thanks so much for doing this. Have so much fun on Sunday.
All right, I just want to clear it up. Bill's doing the show. I'm the one shooting the special.
Oh, okay.
So he's coming out. He's going to do some comedy. Then he's going to bring me on. I'm going to shoot my special, and then he's going to come back out and do a full set. So you get a Bill Burr sandwich there, and please come out, man, because, you know, I had done the Ryman recently with Marcus King, which was incredible, and one of the greatest venues I've done, and now I'm going to do the Caverns out in Tennessee. So I love Tennessee area. It's pretty rocking.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, we're looking forward to it, and thanks again for doing this today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Go 49ers.
Absolutely. Dean, have a good one, Dean.
See you, Dean.
Appreciate
it.
All right,
good stuff, Dean. Dean Del Rey joining us here on the program. And again, it is at the Caverns on Sunday. We'll come back. We'll tell you what day it is. And also celebrity birthdays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.